WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Jazz musician Anat Cohen was born in Tel Aviv, attended Berklee College in Boston, and now lives in New York. She's been playing saxophone since her teens, but these days she focuses on clarinet, an instrument she's been playing even longer. Her new album salutes swing clarinetist Benny Goodman. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review.
W.C. Handy's St. Louis Blues, played by Anat Cohen's quartet. She's one of numerous younger Israelis active on the New York jazz scene, including her brother, trumpeter Avishai Cohen, the unrelated bass player Avishai Cohen, and pianist Anat Fort. One measure of Anat Cohen's success is that she regularly plays the Village Vanguard, the Apple's most prestigious basement. For her 2009 week, she paid tribute to her early clarinet hero, Benny Goodman, in honor of his 100th birthday. Her quartet plays tunes associated with Goodman, or at least that he recorded once while backing Billie Holiday. Here's Cohen on What a Little Moonlight Can Do. For a moment there, Anat Cohen quotes a classic New Orleans solo on High Society that every clarinetist used to know. She likes it enough to work it in again later. This music's from Cohen's Clarinet Work, live at the Village Vanguard, on her Anzic label. I like her clarinet sound, dry and woody, a little rough but not too much. Kind of like Benny Goodman's as far as that goes. St. James Infirmary, not a Benny Goodman favorite, but all right. At this point in jazz history, honoring past masters like him seems all too easy, almost a default position. But Cohen and company treat 1920s and 30s material with a relatively free hand. When a rhythm section gets rolling on Sweet Georgia Brown, they echo the thunder of John Coltrane's quartet. Benny Green on piano, bassist Peter Washington, and drummer Lewis Nash with Anat Cohen on clarinet. Flexible as that rhythm trio is, they can sound a little hemmed in by the old school material. True, they all play lots of modern music elsewhere, Cohen included, but even with many good clarinetists around nowadays, the instrument hasn't made that much headway into contemporary jazz, and retro programs like this probably won't help the cause. That grumble aside, Anat Cohen sounds like she's just hitting her stride on clarinet. That makes her one to watch.
Kevin Whitehead is a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed Clarinet Work, live at the Village Vanguard, by Anat Cohen, on the Anzac label. You can hear two tracks on our website, freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our program was directed today by Jonathan Menjivar. WHYY's chief content officer is Christine Dempsey. I'm Terry Gross.
Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from Doubleday Religion, publisher of Toward a True Kinship of Faiths, How the World's Religions Can Come Together by His Holiness the Dalai Lama. From the Wallace Foundation, a source of ideas for expanding learning opportunities beyond the school day at wallacefoundation.org. And from Novo Nordisk, since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices at novonordisk-us.com. This is NPR.
On the next Fresh Air. Last week, NBC announced it was canceling the original version of Law and Order. On the next Fresh Air, we listen back to interviews with some of the series' stars, and creator Dick Wolf tells us about one of the series' most coveted roles.
Everybody wants to be the dead body. It's highly sought after because you can't be cut out. So it's a great gig for extras.
Join us.